Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Max.
Hello, everybody. This is Blair. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与到我们的抽奖福利啦。很多奖品都是花钱都买不到的哟。
Yeah, we have carefully picked out these materials. They are very, very good for learning English. If you can persist in reading one book, you will surely be able to speak English at a higher level. So, go to the WeChat official account for the lottery right now, and good luck to you all. It's too hot today. I hate summer.
You hate summer? I'm gonna tell her you just said that.
No, not our summer.It's the summer. Even just a few minutes walk to the office and I'm exhausted.
确实啊，今天天气真的太热了。大家现在在的城市天气怎么样呢？我个人的话也不是特别的喜欢夏天，因为真的太晒了。大家喜欢夏天吗？可以在评论里面告诉我们哟。
But there is one thing I do love about the summer.
What is it?
It's watermelon season. I love watermelon.
西瓜确实跟夏天最配了啊 ,watermelon. 想象一下啊，炎热的夏天，你吹着空调，切一半冰冰的西瓜，直接拿着勺子吃，是不是想着都很爽？ So, is it more expensive to buy watermelons in the UK?
No, it's not that expensive actually. But the watermelons in China are definitely much sweeter.
Well, there is this person we should be thankful for every time we have a sweet, sweet melon. Her name is Wu Mingzhu. Do you know her?
No. Is she someone famous?
Sadly, no. She's a real scientist who devoted her whole life in melon breeding research.
Sounds like a real scientist. Can you tell me and our audience more about her?
Sure.那今天我们就来跟大家一起聊一聊人称瓜果女神的吴明珠奶奶吧。我们今天的所有内容都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So her name is Wu Mingzhu, right? How old is she?
She was born in 1930, so 91 this year. 吴奶奶今年已经91岁高龄了啊。The name may not ring a bell, but the results of her research will certainly sound familiar to many people.
Ring a bell. There is a good one. It means to remind somebody of something. For example, you can say, that name doesn't ring a bell, but it was so long ago.
对 ,ring a bell 这个表达我们可以一起来学习一下。它表示让某人想起某事，使某人回忆起某事。吴明珠奶奶的名字呢，大家可能不是特别的熟悉。但他的研究成果你一定不会陌生。
So, her main research is watermelon.
No, not just watermelon. Watermelon, cantaloupe, and honeydew. 吴奶奶的研究啊，不局限于西瓜，还有各种香瓜、蜜瓜、甜瓜。So, what's the difference between cantaloupe and honeydew?
Well, I do know this. The honeydew melon has a smooth white skin and sweet green fruit inside.The cantaloupe, on the other hand, has a tan color, roughly textured skin on the outside and a sweet orange fruit on the inside.
啊，因为 cantaloupe 和 honeydew 我们都可以翻译为甜瓜、蜜瓜，对不对？那大家注意一下它的区别。如果里面的瓤是橘色的 orange fleshed, 我们就可以叫做 honeydew。那如果里面是绿色的瓤，我们就可以叫做 cantaloupe。
Do you have pictures of the melon she has bred?
Yeah, wait a second.I have some pictures here, wait... See?
Oh, those melons look delicious. And there are more than half of the melon varieties you can see in the market.
Yes, without her, more than half of the varieties of watermelons, cantaloupes, and honeydews on the market will now disappear. 可以这么说啊，吴明珠奶奶的研究成果几乎包揽了我们每天常吃的瓜果。如果没有她呢，现在市场上一大半品种的西瓜、哈密瓜、甜瓜这些都要消失。
Yeah, she's just remarkable. Well, I know the fruit in Xinjiang province is very good. I love 哈密瓜。
对，新疆呢素有瓜果之乡的美誉，对不对？ 作为新疆特产啊，哈密瓜也是很多小伙伴非常非常喜欢的水果。那吴明珠奶奶呢，也是花了大量的时间在新疆做瓜果培育。
No matter how good the geographical conditions are, without good varieties, they cannot produce good fruit.
Do you know 袁隆平?
Of course, yes. He is also was a true hero. I was talking with Colin about him a couple of days ago.
Well, they're classmates. 袁隆平爷爷和吴明珠奶奶以前是同学啊，大部分同学可能不知道是不是。
Really? But I can understand. That's why we say birds of a feather flock together.
对，我们说优秀的人啊，也总是跟优秀的人为伴。Birds of a feather flock together. 物以类聚，人以群分。
I totally. They should be the kind of icon that young people look up to, not just some popular, you know, K-pop.Person, star, thing.
I totally agree with that. 前段时间啊，袁隆平爷爷的离世举国悲痛，也正是因为大家知道也了解他的一些杰出贡献，像袁隆平和吴明珠院士这样为了人民福祉奉献一生的人，才应该是被我们敬仰以及牢记的偶像。
This is the strange thing. Every time I am on Chinese social media, it's all about actors or singers.I really think there should be less reports on these people. They already earn the amount of money they don't really deserve anyway.
And sometimes they're really bad influence for a young generation.
Yeah, and I'm not saying all of them, but some of them should not be the kind of idol that everybody worships.
对，刚刚 Max 老师就提到了一个比较值得关注的话题啊，像是在我们一些社交媒体上面大量充斥着关于像明星啊、偶像的报道。那在这个流量为王的时代呢，好像话题度才是唯一的标准，但是其实对于年轻人也会产生诸多不好的影响。
Not until today did I know the name and the contribution of the great scientist Wu Mingzhu. Why are there not enough reports and news about her? This is the kind of stuff I want to learn about.
像前几天的热门头条哎，哪个明星又离婚了呀？哪个演员劈腿啦？哪些明星的恋情曝光了？然而，就在明星艺人的花边新闻持续刷屏的时候啊，吴明珠院士她的故事呢，被短暂的顶上了热议。Well, do you know the word 吃瓜群众？
Melon eating people? What's that?
Well, it's not like eating melon for real. It's a way of saying people that...love to gossip about celebrities or get excited about some big news. So they're more like onlookers, spectators, or rubberneckers.
Oh, I get it. Well, that's interesting.
那我们说现在很多人都是吃瓜群众，对不对？喜欢看网上各种劲爆的消息啊，明星绯闻。但大家在吃瓜的同时呢，也不要忘记那个真正让我们吃瓜的人。Well, the sad thing is she's suffering from Alzheimer's disease.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Well, she's 91 years old, right? Sometimes, sad as it is, it just happens when you are that age.
很不幸，现年90多岁的吴奶奶呢，患上了阿兹海默症，也就是我们说的老年痴呆。有时候连儿子都认不清的她呢，却依旧时常牵挂着自己的瓜田。
Well, she will never forget the thing that she devoted her whole life to.Well, I wish her all the best, and I'm going to buy a big watermelon after work.
瓜果那么甜，是因为有人帮我们吃了太多的苦。相信吴明珠奶奶付出毕生心血的研究，已经甜到了每个中国人的心里。愿吴奶奶身体安康。那我们今天的节目呢，就先到这里了。最后再提醒大家一下，我们今天的所有内容都整理成了文字版的笔记。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So, thank you so much for listening. This is Max.
And this is Blair. See you next time. Bye!
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。